Real murder trial begins over brutal killing of Catherine Flynn, date modified colon 2025-04-29T17:12:54.323Z, description colon the defendant spent 2 minutes inside, but his victim was left with no chance of survival, court hears, comma dot. Woman watches mum's doorbell camera as fatal attack unfolds, 1 hour ago, save, Sarah Easdale BBC News, save, family photo, Catherine Flynn died after she was admitted to hospital with severe injuries, a woman watched her mother's doorbell camera in shock as a man smashed a window and broke in before brutally killing her, a court heard. Dean Mears, 34, from Bodalwadan Avenue, Kinmal Bay, Conwy County, spent just 2 minutes inside the property in Rhyl, Denbighshire, last October. But prosecutors say during this time, 69-year-old Catherine Flynn suffered severe injuries to her face and brain that left her with no chance of survival. Mr. Mears has admitted manslaughter, but denies murder on the grounds of diminished responsibility, and is on trial at Caernarfon Crown Court. Jurors heard how Ms. Flynn, who lived in the property on Sefendi Road alone, was dragged from her bed in the attack. She was taken to hospital after suffering extensive facial trauma and multiple fractures, where she died the following day. Prosecutor Andrew Jones said she had suffered serious health and mobility issues, and used a stair lift and a Zimmer frame inside her house. Mr. Jones described the victim's daughter Natasha Flynn receiving an electronic notification from the house's Ring doorbell camera at 22:27 on October 24. She heard glass shattering, which was the defendant breaking the downstairs window, the prosecutor said. Ms. Flynn watched as he remained inside her mother's house for under 2 minutes before jumping out of the window. In that time, the prosecutor said Catherine Flynn had suffered severe injuries to her face and brain that left her with no chance of survival. He added the pathologist who carried out a post-mortem examination likened the injuries Ms. Flynn suffered to those seen in motor vehicle collisions. They were caused by repeated, severe blunt force trauma that shattered all her facial bones, he added. Mr. Jones said the defendant had left Ms. Flynn dying on the floor of her own bedroom. Police were called to Catherine Flynn's house on Sefendi Road where she lived alone. He added there was no dispute Mr. Mears caused the injuries to Mrs. Flynn and that he had accepted responsibility for her death. But there are disputes that he had any intention to kill or cause any serious bodily injury to her, he said. He told the jury that during the case they would hear evidence from psychiatrists about the defendant's mental condition at the time, and the potential impact on his state of mind and actions. He added that it was the Crown's case that Mr. Mears knew exactly what he was doing and what he had done, adding that he set about trying to cover his tracks by disposing of clothing that he knew was covered in Ms. Flynn's blood. Mr. Mears told people he was close to that he had done something very bad and that he had hurt someone, Mr. Jones added. The jury was shown the Ring doorbell footage from Ms. Flynn's house, in which she is heard begging not to be hurt, with the defendant repeatedly asking where are the keys. There are also 15 thuds which the prosecution said are the sounds of Ms. Flynn being attacked. The jury was told it would hear evidence about the defendant's use of drugs that day, he had used ketamine, said Mr. Jones, as well as cannabis and cocaine which was detected in his urine. He was arrested just after 3 o'clock GMT in the early hours of October 25 at his grandmother's house in West Kimnal Bay. Defense barrister Richard Pratt said there would be little challenge to the evidence the jury would hear. He added that Mr. Mears had killed Catherine Flynn brutally, but said they would endeavor to prove that the defense of diminished responsibility applies. Evidence of the defendant's mental condition would be part of the defense case, he added. The trial, which is expected to last just over 3 weeks, continues, Wales Real.